Well, we don't, I mean, do we have to wait for Keelan to get back? We can probably get rolling into it. Right?
Yeah, let's get rolling.
How many times have we done this without Keelan? We could, come on. We could.
Yeah.
He just sits down and we're doing the episode. Okay. All right. Enough blabbering. I'm playing the theme song. Keelan, welcome back. We definitely were waiting for you.
Oh, you didn't have to do that, but love you. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Worm Nation?
Worm
we're back
Nation.
In the shit. Yeah, we're trying some new stuff. Worm Nation.
We're trying some new stuff, Worm Nation, I guess. So welcome to this fucking shit. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us yet again on, I think we can say safely, the last day of Banuary. We've been grinding hard this month. We've been doing an episode every week through the month of January. Frankly, to be fully real, I'm so tired. I'm so done. Like, I'm glad we did it. It was like a fun experiment to, like, you know, push ourselves and release a little bit more content than we were used to. And it was a lot of work, but it was worth it. We got a lot of good conversations. We made a lot of good friends. So I'm glad we did it, Robin. You were right. I'm glad that we did that. And I appreciate you. And what is that? What?
No, keep going. You're doing great.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to just do the show. Do you have something else?
No.
Okay.
Keep going.
To wrap up Banuary. I'm nervous about wrapping up Banuary. But joining us in the stew, we have, I think, officially the third Jake to be on the show, if I'm not miscounting. It could have. I don't think it's gotten to four yet. But
there's a lot of Jakes out there. I got
a lot
be
of
honest.
Jakes, which I appreciate and respect. We've got our friend Jake from the Mary joining us.
Merry Christmas. The merrier.
That's what I said.
You said merry.
Oh, maybe I'm going to blame that on the gate. The merrier. What's up?
Hello. I'll take merry, whatever. Some people have called me merry just because, like.
Yeah. Just kind of a joyful, nice person.
Hey, I'll take that.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and it's a treat to have you, and we're going to be talking, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I've noticed this on Twitter. I think a mutual love that something that we all three have. We'll get to that. But saying what's up, obviously, I want to kind of, I know we don't normally do it. I do kind of want to start with the music to some degree, because you've got a lot of new stuff coming out. And by the time this episode comes out, there's going to be a new EP for everyone's listening pleasure to go and check out. Right now, we've only got the lead single. I need to know, is it BMO? Is it BMO? What is it?
It's BMO.
BMO, okay. Is it like the Adventure Time thing, or is it something else?
Yeah, it was the demo is called BMO because I kind of got inspiration from BMO. And then it just kind of stuck. Sometimes the demo name just sticks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the weirdest demo name you've ever had?
So whenever I don't know where to name it, and it gets confusing. Because I do it like every song, if I don't have a name type, like a title in mind, I journey to Turtle Island.
Okay.
I'll do like part one, part two, part three, part four. So I'm at like part like 37, I think, right now.
You're going to have to release the entire journey front to back on a record someday.
That's not a bad idea, though.
The five vinyl set, Journey to Turtle Island, five disc LP. Hell yeah.
And that's been a running joke since high school with some friends. So every so often I'll send it to them and then they'll send me back, and they usually don't name their demos that, but every so often they will. So it's nice.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That is kind of, that's a nice little, it's like they're in on it with you. That's fun. That's a nice little thing. I love that for you. I'm so glad to hear that. It rocks. I like the song. It's kind of a cool, different vibe than, I think at least different than what I'm used to listening to. I don't listen to a whole, I mean, you describe it. I don't know if you would consistently describe it this way, but on Twitter as dream pop. Is that fair to say?
You know, I don't really know, because I don't even know how to describe dream pop. I usually think of Cockatoo Twins.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess,
well, I think
like
that's fair.
like, you know, I'm not saying I sound like Pikachu twins, but they're close right. enough. Like,
yeah, in the same ballpark, at least. Like, I absolutely can see what you mean, and I can see the influence there. Absolutely. I love that. I want to know, just to get a baseline understanding of, like, how, you know, the band and the group and whatever it is, how did the collaboration thing work? Because obviously with the new song, you had, I think, a few vocal features, if not more than that. But I know it's a big collaborative effort between a lot of different people. So I want to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this song, it's it actually came together in a pretty weird way. I had sent the vocals off to Kikumi from Blue Valley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they're from Japan. So we talked a little bit, but not much. And they said that they were, you know, interested, but I never really got like a, hey, we're doing it, like, confirmation. I kind of just got like, I'd love to.
Yeah. Hey, that's and then, a cool like, idea.
Almost like 6 months go by. And I think after like month three, I was kind of like, all right, I'm going to start reaching out to other people.
Right.
Because I try to give like a lot of time, but I try not to rush.
Of course.
But if you don't hear anything, you kind of take that as like,
yeah,
not like, oh, I hate it, but, you know, maybe just you're busy.
We have
many lost emails out there.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. As far as emails not getting returned, understand. I get you. Absolutely.
Getting to the point where we're like, hey, let's schedule, and then just hold on. I actually have a sound for that. Wait.
Do you?
I need to get better at this.
God damn it. The timing of that, not good.
I know.
I appreciate it.
I need like 4 screens.
You need that screen.
He's like a hacker.
I think you should leave sound clips on the soundboard. Yeah.
But yeah, so I was waiting on Kikumi, and as I was waiting, I kind of decided, all right, I'm gonna reach out to Taylor. Mm-hmm. Taylor said yes, but then Taylor also was pretty busy recording some stuff. So I had like this like 6 month period where like I got nothing.
Yeah.
And then about a week before me and Taylor were supposed to record, I got Kikumi's vocals.
Okay.
So I was just kind of like, oh, well, fuck it. We'll just extend the song.
Yeah.
And we'll just add both.
Hell yeah.
So when we were recording, Taylor had Kikumi's lines kind of in mind.
Right.
So we were able to like do some vocal layers on Kikumi's parts. So that's Taylor so could cool. still be involved throughout the whole thing. It was beautiful, and it worked out. I was super happy about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's a fantastic, I mean, beautiful, as I think is a great way to describe it. It's a beautiful song. It's really cool. It's really different. I genuinely couldn't tell you anything else that sounds like it out there right now. So that's always super cool to me. I think as long as it's unique, it's interesting. It's worth listening to. And I mean, you got a lot of cool shit. I don't know if it's the whole lineup or if it's just partial or what, but a whole laundry list of people on Twitter that are going to be involved in the full EP. It's Cyclical. I know it's going to be out at this point, but I'm super stoked to hear it, frankly. There's a lot of good people on there. I saw that Super Destroyer, our friend, is on there as well.
Yeah. So
very, very stoked on that. And I know that it's obviously coming out through Lonely Ghost. So, I mean, as you heard, Caleb did the theme. You know, lots of homies over there. So, I mean, what a true great group of people that is. But
yeah, I got a sneak peek at the intro before you might have even gotten
ooh.
It. So I don't, because Caleb kind of, everyone in the like the group chat kind of shares demos and whatever they're working on.
Absolutely. It is very possible. Yeah. I that is very true. I will say Caleb, I could be wrong. I'm going to say Caleb got that does in like half an hour flat. So
that sounds like Caleb.
Not around at all. As far as delivering that goes, but
probably on his phone.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing. It's just like on the phone, like just in whatever. Yeah, it's crazy to me. Like just the, I don't know, the diversity and shit as an artist, frankly, from everybody, the Lonely Ghost, like to this project around, like, honestly, I love that whole group of people. I love all you guys. I think it's such a cool thing that you guys have going on there. And, I'm glad that you're going to be able to, you know, be involved in that. I don't know how directly you are, you know, related with any of them or whatever past group chats, but it's cool. It fucking rocks. I'm super glad to see that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited to be with them, and I'm excited to be here with you guys. This is really cool.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Podcasts have helped fill the void, especially at work. It's like...
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And there's like, between you, Good Noise, Telling with Ellen, Jam Eater. There's like a lot of good podcasts in the scene.
Absolutely. Yeah. There
and
are,
we
there
have
are.
Beef with 3 of those, I think.
Nice. Good. Good. I was just on Good Noise last night, and that was like, I was like, oh man, like I've listened to like fucking 40 episodes. Like, I don't want to fuck up. Like,
yeah. Well, that's cool. That's cool. That rocks. Very sick. I'm interested to know if, I mean, because we haven't heard them yet. What's your favorite song off the new EP? That I guess if it's BMO, then it's BMO. But if anybody hasn't heard it, what is it?
It would be BMO if I hadn't listened to it like 5 million times lately.
That's fair.
Got to bump those numbers up.
Yep.
Well, I listen on SoundCloud because I specifically don't want to go on Spotify for artists and see that I've been listening more than everyone else. It's like,
fair. Yeah,
I go through life every day like everyone else, like all of you, and I don't need to see that. Like,
absolutely. I can heavily relate to that.
It's like, it's totally true, but like, you know, but I think Vominos with its features Pons, the Angel, and Masakio.
Hell yeah. Okay.
And it'll be it's all done on the Omni chord, so that's what I'm most excited about.
Very cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, not all of it, but like it started from that.
All right, sick. Well, we knocked that out. I appreciate that.
For once, getting the music conversation out of the way right off the bat. Cleanly
taken care of. I love that.
We cannot forget about it because it's already done, and now we can do some stupid bullshit.
Yep.
Nice. Oh, I can leave now, right?
No, Keelan, you have to stay. You have to listen to the entire
thing.
That was the one job.
Yep. I was given that one job.
No,
you still have to pull stuff up for us in the middle of the episode. Yeah. Well, this is your tryout for the producer.
I'm still reading about emeralds right now.
Yeah. So. Well, hey, speaking of emeralds, Jake, I understand that you might be a Pokemon fan as well. Is that fair to assume?
Oh, yes. Fuck yeah.
I think it's fair to say that all of us, maybe sans Keelan, are pretty big Pokemon fans in here. We've been playing a little lot recently. I want to talk about Pokemon. That's like,
yes,
that's been my shit to talk about recently. It's fun. It's cool. I think I said, I might have even said this last night on the one we recorded last, but I went through, maybe it's Cleveland Avenue, but I went through a period of time where I felt like Pokemon was for babies and I was too old for it and I didn't want to be doing it. And then a few years ago, I was just like, damn, that's really stupid as hell. I'm going to play Pokemon again. And I'm having such a fun time being a Pokemon adult. It's very cool.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've been loving Pokemon. Like, I went through that same like phase in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think once I was a sophomore or like a junior,
yeah,
I was like, wait, Pokemon's fucking amazing. And I could play it on my phone because at the time you could do that with iOS.
You grabbed the little emulators. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
So that's all I did junior through senior year was just play Pokemon and like all the remakes. And they could play Liquid Crystal, like fan-made games, but they're like true to like Gen 2, like. That was awesome. Yeah. So I'm digging BDSP.
I saw that you're doing the shiny chaining. That is something that I would love to get into shiny hunting. I only did it a little bit. Actually, I did it in the last game. I did it in Sword a very, very little bit because I was so dead set on getting a shiny Dratini that I just I just did eggs over and over and I got the shiny charm and everything until it worked. I'm pretty sure it took me like 6 months, but I found it eventually and got there. And I have not opened the game since. So.
Wait, did you do Masuda method though?
Yeah. Masuda.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You got the charm. You got to get the Pokedex full.
Did you get the foreign Ditto though?
Yep. Absolutely. Actually. Okay, so it's not a foreign Ditto. It's a foreign, Dragonite. It just,
Well that works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So, able to nerd out over the course of like a full year and get super into that. And now I'm just kind of coming around and understanding how the radar and stuff works. And that seems crazy too. I don't know if they have that in Sword or not, but I get how it's done in the new one. It seems like a lot of work.
It is if you go to 40, but if you stop the chain at 17, that's the sweet spot.
Really?
That's what gives you like the 1 in 5. Or like 400 chance every time you restart the
Then you just run around
the radar. Yeah, then you just like we get the chain to 17 and you just keep restarting that radar and you'll find the shiny within like 5 hours.
Damn, that's anybody that's not familiar with it, that sounds not good at all. That's so unbelievably good.
Yeah, this is all going way over my head. I play through the game. I get to the Elite Four, I get stuck, and then I turn it off and start playing Fortnite or something.
I was going to ask, because I know you got the new ones, and we were sort of neck and neck there for a while, and then I just sort of stopped hearing from you as far as where you were at in the game, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I made it all the way through the Elite Four and lost to the champion, And now I'm in that regrinding phase, like going to the underground, encountering stuff, and like it's just a slog. I can't imagine shiny hunting if that's the level of grind that I give up at. It's like needing four more levels to beat the champion.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
I don't know why I like it. I just do. It's weird.
I agree. It's totally fair. I've been trying.
Like me doing events in Genshin Impact or something.
I liked that game, but I couldn't really. I felt like I was wandering.
Agreed.
Like aimlessly. Yeah. Like
really great game to just get really fucking high and float around and look at all the like trees and shit.
That's true. Yeah.
The music is so comforting.
Yeah. This little thing is talking to me. This is cool. Just floating around in your chair.
Yeah. You have to skip all of the dialogue because it sucks. But
yeah, that was another thing. I think that's why I was so confused, because I was like, I'm not reading and I'm not getting into this. Like,
yeah,
I'm weird about games. I like the game has to like almost prove it to me at first for me to get interested. Yeah. And that may not be like a great attitude to go into games, but
no, I think that's fair. A game has to prove it to me. And I not to nerd out over like Pokemon and shit still, but like I really hope the new one is good. Actually, you know what? By the time this is out, the new one will be out.
It comes out the same day as Cyclical, actually.
everybody at home playing Pokemon Legends all weekend will be able to listen to the record. That rocks.
Yeah, that'll be if like four people do that, I'd be happy as shit about that, you know?
That'd be cool.
Oh, the meeting has been upgraded by the host.
Well, what the fuck?
We've been upgraded.
Okay.
That's Jacob, do you have your credit card saved into Zoom? Is it just...
No, okay, sorry. You guys got a different pop-up than me. I just got a notification that our gift had been extended as a gift from Zoom. Because apparently there's a 40-minute limit regularly, which is news to me.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, about the whole Discord.
No, absolutely not. Your fault. Okay. No, absolutely not.
I guess that means we should go ahead and move on to Jacob's new segment.
Do you want to do the new segment? All right, we can do the segment. It's not a new segment. I just have a little game prepared. We have a little Pokemon game prepared.
Ooh.
So. And I added the music on here too, so. Yep. Okay, so it's nothing crazy, but I have a little bit of trivia prepared. I figure we're going to do this pretty easy style. It doesn't need to be super complicated. Sorry, I know that everyone's jamming. I can't focus. Sorry. I figure we can do this easy. Keelan, do you mind keeping score for us while I read these?
Sure.
Okay. you can say no, but please don't say no. I figure we can keep it easy. We'll just do 1 point for a correct question. I'm going to read a question, and then if you get it wrong, the other will have an opportunity to steal. It's just going to be Robin and Jake head-to-head. I want to know who is a Pokemon master, basically. That's kind of what I want to know.
All right.
So I have some trivia prepared. I don't think it'll be too bad. I think, you know, being polite, I think, Jake, you should get the first question. I'll give you a kind of a head start on this one, so... I'll let you go first.
I'm already at a disadvantage. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right, so first question. You are face-to-face with youngster Joey preparing for battle against his Rattata. What Pokemon type would you want to use in battle to ensure you have type advantage?
Is it a Rattata?
Mm-hmm.
Fighting?
That's correct, and that's a happy Pikachu noise. So yeah, that's correct. You will want to use a fighting type. That's absolutely true. Robin, you actually have the same question, but it is Alolan Rattata instead.
It's Alolan Rattata instead?
Yep, it's Alolan Rattata instead. What type are you using?
Fighting.
I guess that's correct. I don't really know if that's true. I'm going to give it to you because I don't 100% know.
I'm pretty sure it's dark.
Yeah, it becomes a dark. It becomes normal dark. So I think you can still use fighting.
Fighting's super effective against dark. Yeah.
I think you can still use fighting.
Just not knowing the answers to your own question.
I had to think about it. I have the other ones written down, but you didn't say the other one. I forgot that one's kind of not as tricky as I thought it was, so fair enough. Okay.
1-1.
Yeah, I'll say one. Yeah, okay, 1-1. So, Jake, next one to you. At what level does Magikarp evolve into Gyarados?
Oh, geez. I know it's high. I'm going to say like 36.
Oh no, that's wrong. And that's a really pissed off sounding Pikachu to indicate to you that you're wrong. So, Robin, chance to steal, do you know it?
A 20.
It is 20. Oh, yep. Nice. It is 20. Yep.
Got that's that not one. As high as I thought I would.
Nope.
It takes fucking forever though, because they.
Because yep, you can't
I don't
do
know what it is.
You cannot do anything with it. It has to just kind of hang out with you in the meantime. Cool. Next question, Robin, this one's going to be for you. In Gen 3, Pokemon number 327, Spinda, was introduced. Spinda's red-spotted design is generated based on personality values assigned in-game. What is the chance to find two Spinda with the exact same spot pattern?
That's a...
What the fuck is this?
What do you mean? It's a question.
Like in the game or in the universe?
In the game. There is a correct answer I'm looking for.
1 in 500.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is actually 1 in 4,294,976,295. But you were pretty close, so
just not even giving the guest the chance to steal because that is such an absurd answer.
I forgot about the chance to steal, yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say 7 million, so I would have been really off.
You would have been a lot closer than Robin, so it makes you feel any better.
You would have won by Price is Right rules.
That's true.
That's generous.
I don't know.
Come on. Okay.
Come on.
Next question. It'll be for Jake, because I forgot to give you a chance to steal. What is Officer Jenny's name?
Officer Jenny.
That's correct. That's sort of a freebie, but yeah, that is correct.
Like,
what the fuck?
That's like a trick question.
Yeah. Sorry, Robin, I'm sorry. I don't choose the order. That's just I can't even think of
the yeah, I feel like Robin mm-hmm. really got the most impossible ever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And Robin, the next one's for you. In what year did Game Freak change the design of Pokemon number 124 Jinx in order to remove the blackface?
What the fuck kind of question is that? 2017.
No, that is incorrect. Actually, it was 2001. It was almost immediately they realized how bad of an idea that was.
Elon, what's the point total?
It's, let's see, we got 1-1 and then 1-5. Weird.
What?
What?
What do you mean 1-5? What does that mean?
It's 1-1 to 1-1.
Wait.
One. Why do we both have two scores?
Wait, what do you mean it's 1-1 to... Keelan, you had one job, man. What do you mean it's 1-1 to 1-1?
Okay, so it's 1-1, I guess.
I feel like it's 2-2. Is it 2-2?
Yes, if you had the two together.
2-2.
Were you trying to say that it was 2-2?
Yes.
Okay. He's trying to say that it was 2-2, so it was 2-2. Okay. Since I did forget to give you the opportunity to steal again, I will, Jake, I'll just give you the part two of this question. Bonus point if you can name what the first game that Jinx appeared in that would have been her new design, updated in 2001.
What new game?
Yeah, what was the first game she appeared in that was like purple instead of black?
Pokemon Snap.
That's not it. No. It was actually Pokemon Stadium 2, so much you pretty close, actually. Pretty close.
Yeah, you know, I'll take it, whatever.
Absolutely.
Weird Pokemon game.
Absolutely. All right, and
you can give Robin the chance to steal.
I think should award me several points.
I'm not awarding
any.
Okay.
I've been shafted.
Okay, here's the thing. How about this? Robin, I'll give you the last question. I'll give you the last question here, and then you'll feel happy about it. How many different forms of unknown exist, not counting shinies?
I mean, they're just all the letters, right? But there's like one that doesn't exist, I think. I don't know. 26. It sucks because, like, the very beginning of the sound bit sounds exactly the same. It's the chew that really sells it on angry or happy.
I guess maybe Pikachu noises were not, in hindsight, the best sound clips for the correct and incorrect answers. But that's okay. That's just part of learning, and we're growing in it every day. Keelan, Jake, chance to steal. Do you know by chance?
Oh, so choice. I get a chance.
Yeah, jeez. Of course.
28?
It is 28. Yep, that's correct. It's 28. It's the 26th letter of the alphabet, and then exclamation and question mark are both ones as well. But Keelan, what's the score?
2-2.
It's 2-2. Interesting. Okay. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I do have one final tiebreaker question. And Robin, because you feel like you were at a disadvantage, I'll give it to you. So I will give you the final question. If you get it correct, you win the game. If you can't get it, Jake wins. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
This is a multiple choice if you need it. Who is the first Pokemon?
Number one, like the first Pokemon, like designed, or the first Pokemon?
Who is the first Pokemon?
Like number one.
Who is the first Pokemon? That's the whole question.
Bulbasaur.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I was looking for any of the other options that you can say for that, including Mew, Rhydon, or Arceus. So not that one, unfortunately. But that means Jake, you win. So congratulations.
Nice.
You are the Pokemon Master, I think. Or whatever I said it was at the beginning. I don't really remember what it was for. So congratulations for that. I appreciate that.
Feel like the Warriors in 2018 or 17. Yeah. Like maybe I didn't deserve it.
Well, and that's okay. But you still won, so that's fine. That's okay.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Good Lord. All right. Well, let's take our quick break here. Let's take our quick potty break. We can come back and then we can put a bow on the end of it. But hang tight. We'll do a quick ad read and we'll BRB. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the ad break that is in the middle of the show that you're hearing right now. And Robin, what's going on, man? You don't sound very good over there.
Oh, I'm so hungry, dude.
Oh no.
I haven't eaten in a really long time.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of groceries. There's some like expired cheese.
Oh.
In my fridge.
Oh no.
Like a 2 week old pizza. It's rough over here.
That's not good. Why don't you just take a quick trip over to the store and get some more food?
Well, I may have had a little bit of the devil's lettuce.
Okay. Well,
I don't really feel comfortable driving.
Well, if you don't want to be driving all around town trying to go to grocery stores, you can always use Instacart and get groceries delivered to you in as little as an hour.
Instacart, huh? Let me look that up. Hold on.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. You get like a shopper for you. They hand select the items based on your preferences, and they bring them straight to your door. Pretty
nice.
It
also says that you get to pick what kind of car they drive.
I don't think that you can pick the kind of car they drive. I think that's up to them probably, but they'll pick groceries and stuff and bring them to you.
No, I'm looking here on the website. It says they'll also like open your front door and put your groceries away for you.
No, they're not coming to your apartment. Don't say they're coming to your apartment. That's not true. They will not do that for you.
No, it's right between you get to pick their car and they will fold your laundry.
No, they will not gonna fold your laundry. No, that's not true. That is not true. Instacart, they highlight deals to save you money, and they get you multiple products from as many different stores as you want to in the same order. So you can get free delivery in your first order over $35. You can do that through the link in the show notes, and it lets Instacart know we sent you, and it helps to support the show.
It says here in like the fine print on that deal that you can decide how hot your driver is and if they'll stay and play Minecraft with you.
No, I don't think you could. I don't think you could do the hotness of the driver, or the Minecraft thing sounds cool. Can you click on that one?
It's a 404.
Oh no, not a. Oh, that's unprofesh. Well, click the code in the show notes to sign up. Let them know that we sent you. You'll be helping us out and enjoy using it. I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Back to the show.
So then, are you a sports fan?
I like basketball a lot.
Yeah, basketball rocks.
How about you?
Yeah, big football, baseball, basketball fan.
Cool. Yeah. Who's your favorite teams?
Oh, well, so this podcast is like based out of Cincinnati, so Bengals.
Bengals, yeah.
Big Bengals fan.
The Bengals are what the Browns thought we were going to be.
Yeah.
Minus like all of the like the amazing like offensive line and running back and defensive line and corners. They just have like the quarterback that we thought we had. Which is makes everything better automatically. You just have a better quarterback, you're automatically just better.
It's crazy, right? Like how important that position really becomes.
To where like Chase. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah. No,
I don't even know. I was just saying Jamar Chase, that's all I know.
Oh yeah. He's my dude. He great wide receiver. But yeah, Reds fan. And okay, so it sounds like I'm a bandwagon fan when I say the Milwaukee Bucks. I became a Milwaukee Bucks fan back in like 2012 when they were hot garbage. I just want to make that clear, because every time I say it, people are like, oh, you only like them because of Giannis. I'm like, no.
That is exactly why I like them, and I was rooting for them last year, because mm-hmm. when the Cavs were shitty, I wanted someone to root for, so I picked Giannis. And I don't care if it's a bandwagon. Fuck it. The Bucks are sick.
Yeah, Bucks. Yeah, fear the deer, baby.
Oh, yeah, I know Billy Price. Does that name ring a bell for the Bengals?
You know him?
Yeah, I went to school with him. I played basketball with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was like the nicest person of all time. It sucks that he isn't very good in the pros.
Yeah. No, but honestly, that's awesome though. Still, I mean, shit. At the end of the day, though,
he's still a millionaire.
He made the NFL. He's fucking rich, probably.
Married his high school sweetheart.
Aww.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You're flipping around. Can I flip too?
It's under your background and filters setting. I like click the dots above my camera at the top.
Okay.
I'm back. Robin, how'd you get upside down?
What?
Did you get stuck?
What are you talking about?
Okay, is this a bit you're doing now? You don't recognize your upside down?
What do you mean I'm upside down?
Okay.
Oh, I'm in Jacob, I'm in Stranger Thing. That's what it is.
That's so funny.
Hey, holy I'm changing shit. My eyebrows.
Are you? Oh my god, you are.
Holy
shit. How do I look so weird?
I feel like this might come off as a humble brag. I'm really not. This is just like something that's been in my head now. But my mom asked me, do you get your eyebrows like whatever? Mm-hmm. I don't know what I don't know what girls do with or what people
you can get them
do
waxed. You can get them threaded. There's a lot. Yeah, of things
I've literally have never done anything to my eyebrows, and she was shocked by that.
Hmm.
Yeah,
you're saying you have naturally beautiful eyebrows.
Yeah, but apparently, I think they want to be bushy.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean they want to be bushy?
I think they should be bushy.
I don't think you're it's right. A choice. I don't think you can, like, just make it that way.
Yeah, how do you
I
make
it? I should have never smoked that shit. Now I'm at the American Football House.
No.
TV party tonight. TV party tonight.
I'm having fun flipping around and stuff.
Yeah, Zoom kind of rocks. I use Zoom for work a lot. I work from home, so I use actually Zoom every single day.
Oh, nice. Lucky you.
Yeah, I actually am. I consider myself very lucky, actually.
Where is Robin right now?
Robin
are you
is,
at the? Are you I'm stealing? Having, are you
I'm
trying to take a
dinner with
the
Professor Yurabe?
Yeah, dinner with Professor Yurabe.
You want a bite of the food? Is that what it is?
Give me that.
What?
Give me that.
All right, I'm good
Here
with this one.
Here comes the money. Oh wow.
Here comes the money.
Money.
This is us when we put an Instacart, a single Instacart ad at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah. No, it's probably going to go in the middle, if anything.
That's fair. Did you hear YKS started doing ads at the beginning? They do like 6 minutes of ads at the beginning of the episode. Ooh, now.
What?
That's
I haven't listened to YKS episode in a long time.
I mean, they're good ad reads. Like, they They're still telling jokes and stuff, but
yeah. Damn, that's a lot of ads.
They're like, get to the shit, man.
That's a lot.
Can I tell you though, like that's one of the reasons why I don't listen. So one of my favorite podcasts is called The Dollop. And I don't listen to them as much as I like just because of they read ads for like the first 8 minutes and it's like, oh, I now have to like search through this mess to find the actual episode. Yeah. And it makes me sad because they do a really good job of looking at different kind of absurd stories in history of like famous people in history, but also like kind of they sometimes get a little bit nittier grittier, like, oh my god, like the one on Reagan is, first of all, it's pretty funny, but also like gets better perspective. That's it. Thank you for coming.
Indulging you, of course. Keelan, it's a delight to hear you talk at all times. I could just sit and listen to you talk for hours. And I think that you would be able to just sit and talk for hours. No,
yeah,
doubt
you have a nice
mind.
Voice.
I do not.
You do.
And a nice mustache, if I may say so.
I look so fucking dumb. Like,
I love it.
Come on.
You see this? Like,
no, I want, you look cool.
I want the whole beard, but I like it. I'll take it.
You know what the plan is? Is if the Bengals win this Saturday, shave the mustache. If the Bengals win again, only shave one side, bro.
Why?
Because then they're in the Super Bowl, and I'm willing to look stupid if it means the Bengals are going to or in the Super Bowl. And then I can be back to normal Keelan when they win the Super Bowl.
Do you think you would ever be normal Keelan again if the Bengals won the Super Bowl?
Oh, dude. First of all, I would never stop talking about it. Are you kidding me? Oh my god, I would be like, fuck you Uday all day every day.
You are already doing that. We've only won one game.
We won one playoff game and you already are doing that.
Yeah, I never knew how it felt, okay?
Yeah.
Literally.
Plus Ratio plus Uday.
Sound like a Browns fan winning us having a winning season.
Yeah.
Yeah. It very just true. I'm like being like, wow, we won that game we needed to win. There's another one next week? Zero. Never felt that before as a Bengals fan.
Yeah, scary.
And really, really not even as a Reds fan.
Deep breath.
Sigh.
Oh, hell yeah.
Welcome back to the shit.
Yeah, welcome. I guess we're just being rolled back into it. Yeah, welcome back to the damn show.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
Yep.
And once again, I don't have anything to follow that up with, like any sort of segment or topic.
Well, we do have one more segment that we had planned. We could roll into it. We do have one more.
Oh my god, we do.
It's music time.
It's
music. We got to figure out who introduces that segment. We won't do it every time.
It's my segment.
Okay. You want it to be your segment? You do it.
Welcome to music. It's exactly what it sounds like. Music news. So pretty big announcement that had everyone in the Twitter sphere chiming in with their hot takes
talking
today.
Talking about the discourse.
Mm-hmm. When We Were Young Fest.
Yep.
Pretty wild stuff.
Wild stuff. That's your take on it. Wild stuff. Okay, cool. I mean,
first of all, okay, I'm really curious how they're gonna fit all of this into one day with, like, I mean, even if you did like 8 different stages, like,
my
that's
understanding
still...
is that it's 3 stages across basically the entire day. I could be wrong, but that's what I think I read somewhere.
They're gonna play like 15 minute sets.
Yeah. Which sounds terrible. I don't want to see that. I don't want to go to that. That sounds awful.
I don't want to see Avril Lavigne play for like 20 minutes. I want to see a full like 3-hour set. Play all of it.
You want all the...
I'm the only person dying on the fucking hill for Avril Lavigne.
I'm not dying for Avril.
All right.
I'm definitely not dying for Avril. I'll be honest with you. I did not listen to a lot of these bands growing up. I don't have a love for a lot of these bands. There are a few on here that I like am somewhat familiar with, but like, there's also, what is Palais Royale doing on there? Like, aren't they new bands? Didn't they? Aren't they like an AP band currently?
Same with Mom Jeans.
Is Mom Jeans on there?
I think so, unless I got duped. Oh, yeah, I could have gotten duped.
Right next to Avril.
Holy goddamn shit, Mom Jeans is playing this festival. Wait, Mom Jeans is on this festival? I didn't even realize that.
That's the only band I'm familiar with, like, at all.
Yeah. Neck Deep is on this tour. Damn, that's crazy.
I don't know any of these bands. Yeah, I never listened to them.
I mean, like, I know of them just, you know, because, like,
same. I know the names.
Yeah, the names, and I guess I know some of the singles for some of these bands, but especially you get closer down to the bottom, I don't recognize a lot of these. Why is the this Wonder Years so
like 2017,
small?
Robin? Like,
yeah,
the Wonder Years and Silverstein.
Yeah,
who played "Downfall of Us All"?
Day to Remember. That's right, smack dab in the middle.
I know that song.
Yeah, that one's on there. Bring Me the Horizon.
They'll probably play that one.
They'll play that one. That's probably.
I don't know. I mean, you'd get like 6 minutes each set, so
that's very true.
Yeah, they'll just play that song twice, and then and it's on to be used.
I saw people comparing it to like Firefest. I don't really get that. I don't know if they meant like in the sense of it just being a shit show or it being a bad fest. I don't really get that logic, but.
When is it supposed to happen?
October.
Yeah, October 22nd is the date of it. But the pre-sale goes on sale, it looks like, on Friday, which is, I think, what people were concerned about. Is that it, like, just got announced and they're already going to go ahead and sell tickets for it. But also, I feel like something like this probably took a lot to plan behind the scenes. So, like, it's hard to... I don't know. That feels like...
Oh, so you're on Live Nation side.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Live Nation. Yeah. Can you imagine if we got like picked up by Live Nation and started doing a podcast for them? That'd be crazy. Yeah, Live Nation. If you're listening, hit us up in an email. We'll do the When We Were Young. We'll do the podcast, a company podcast.
Yeah, fly us out there, put us up in like the nicest hotel. Yeah. Free tickets.
Honestly, Keelan
press passes.
Keelan, you floated the idea of potentially going to this festival in the group chat, and I shot it down almost immediately. That sounds like a nightmare scenario to me.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't you like Bright Eyes?
I mean, we could report really. Live on I'm, scene.
I mean, I'm just going to say, though, of, like, so, like, the seven... main bands, you know, so my chem, like the one for sure, it's Bright Eyes, like that's my go-to.
Yeah,
but
I get the stand, so I get it.
I'm getting though like heavy like Firefest vibes too, like the more I looked in, like thought about it.
What do you mean? Because the only comparisons that I see are like people were upset that it was like it's expensive. I think people were upset that it's like $250 a ticket.
It's really more like it's because like someone put the math down of like it's like 30 minutes per band basically for three stages all in one day, and like the more you think about it, the more that doesn't sound fun. Like I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. It's like in the middle of the desert. It's like Vegas. So
like and imagine if like something went wrong and then now we're in the emo desert.
Ourselves. Now we're in the emo desert.
Yeah,
and Live Nation is our saviors now. Like,
where are the Las Vegas festival grounds? That just must be like their city area or whatever. But
it's like it's 26 acres and it has a capacity of 85,000 people. I already looked it up.
Oh Jesus Christ! I wasn't going to ask, but thank you. You're welcome. That's good to know.
I don't. To be fair, I don't know what an acre looks like. Like
yeah.
I know this. Okay, so if you take like a football field and then go about 80 yards down.
Okay.
80 yards down and then like, and then you have like the width across, that's an acre.
Wait.
Thank you.
80 yards in which direction? In the direction of the width or? What do you mean?
Like the length, so from the 20 yard line to the end zone.
Okay. And the length of a football field otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just saying an acre is about 80 yards, is all you're saying. I don't know. I'm trying to understand. I'm not roasting you. I'm trying to understand.
I'm just trying to get
it. It's fine.
A visual,
I'm thinking about
a
it too
visual
much.
Representation.
I'm thinking about it too much. It's about a football field. I'm going to leave it right there.
Than you.
I'm going to just leave it there. It's about 80 yards. But I could understand going out to the desert to see my chem. That, I think, could be, especially on some kind of highly psychedelic drugs, some kind of spiritual experience for me, especially as someone who had a lot of attachment to that band growing up. That being said, almost nothing else on this this hits to me. I mean, I like the story so far, but not like that. I'm not flying to Las Vegas.
I could name like six bands on here that you like. Okay, go.
Do it.
I'm not counting my chem.
Do it.
Because you already said them.
Go ahead.
But I am going to count the story so far. So that's one.
I already said that. That's one. I'll give you that one.
You like The Main. That's
I don't
two.
I don't like The Main. I like a few The Main songs. I wouldn't say I like The Main.
So you like them. Okay, cool. Two, The Wonder Years. Three, Boom. Knocked Loose.
Okay.
Okay, so four.
Four.
Paramore?
Still more than you said.
Paramore's fine. I like Jimmy Eat World. I'd say that's fair. I'd say that's five. I guess I'll say I like Mom Jeans too. I do like Mom Jeans.
That's such a random one.
Yeah, it is.
That is a really odd choice. I guess they are on the way up, you know?
I mean, Meet Me at the Altar is on there, so I don't know. I don't know.
Get Origami Angel on there too, then.
I mean, true. I mean, why not?
Let's hold the first Your Band is Garbage Festival, like in Vegas, but like in like the suburbs of Vegas on the same day as this, and just have all the other bands.
It's like South by Southwest and all those like weird ones pop up outside of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
We won't. But no. We could.
Yeah, why don't we plan a house show halfway across the country in a city that neither of us are familiar with? What could possibly
We'll just do it in Salt Lake. We'll do Salt Lake instead.
No tea, no shade. I don't want to go to Salt Lake, okay? I have no interest to go to Salt Lake in any time of my life.
Why not Derek. The Midwest?
What?
The Midwest.
Yeah, I agree. This is where I am. I want to stay where I am. I like it out here. I don't need to go to the desert to see some bands play. It's fine. It's hot out there. Shows are hot enough. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, shows are hot as hell. Every time.
Yeah. And I'm a bigger dude, so it's like, it's tough. I get really sweaty really quick.
Well, it sounds like that's it for music.
That was music. Thanks for doing music, Robin. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's kind of you. Gang, we are we're getting near the end of it here. We've been chatting for a bit, and Jake, I appreciate you hopping on, and it's been a real pleasure to get to chat with you a little bit and get to know you a little bit, and I'm very excited to listen to the rest of the EP. As we mentioned before, it's going to be out by the time this comes out, but we do generally have another segment that we like to end with before we sort of get fully wrapped up. So, not a right away answer, not something you have to know right off the top of your head, but,
are there any new bands I should know about?
What are you recommending to people right now? Are there any, what are you listening to? What would you like to put people on?
Ooh, okay. Cambry.
Okay.
And they're, I don't want to say that actually. I shouldn't say that. Cause I don't know if that's a thing.
Don't worry. Cambry. We'll bleep it. We'll
yeah. If you actually could, that would be nice. Because I don't want to spoil that.
We will.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
But a band called Cambry, they have like fucking four bangers on like a six song EP or something.
Okay. Hell yeah. Absolutely.
And you want more, or do you just want?
No, up to you. If that's what you're fucking with, that's what you're fucking with. But if you have anything to put people on, we'll happy to hear it.
Mm. Cambry, Trico, they're from Japan.
Hell yeah.
And ooh,
how do you find so many excellent cool bands from Japan?
I don't know. I just Spotify just kind of tells me listen to this.
Hell yeah. Honestly, Spotify algorithm has not been hitting for me recently, but that gives me hope that maybe it might.
Yeah, I mean, Trico, Polka Dot Stingray, Haizu. Those are the first three that actually come to mind. I don't know about anybody else, really.
Hell yeah.
It's hard to remember the names because sometimes they're in Japanese. So.
Not words I'm familiar with, so fair enough. Absolutely.
I know they're not Japanese, but I really, really hope that we get New Forest soon.
Oh my god, absolutely. I would love that.
They've been like teasing shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
New Forest, I'll check them out too.
Yeah, Forest is fantastic. Absolutely. Hell yeah. Keelan and Robin, do you guys have any that you want to recommend put people on?
Listen to Padfoot.
Always listen to Padfoot. I mean, fair enough. Padfoot rocks, and they're fantastic peeps. So, hell yeah, listen to Padfoot. Cool. Well, hell yeah. Let's put a pin on it. Jake, man, like I said, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I really appreciate you coming on and talking shop with us a little bit. So, very excited for the EP. Go check it out. We'll do plugs and stuff at the end as well. Is there anything that you wanted to say? Finally, as the music sort of fades into the end?
No.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me. It was really great to be here.
Thank you. Absolutely. Great to talk to you. Peace. Bye-bye.
Deuces.
Thank you ever so much to Jake from The Merrier for coming on, shooting the shit with us. It was a pleasure, and if you want to interact with The Merrier on socials, you can check them out on Twitter and Instagram at TheMerrier505. Now, those are the numbers not spelled out, so it's going to be 505. We'll have the links to both of those down in the show notes, because we know you get confused. You can go ahead and buy their music and the new EP, Cyclical, on Bandcamp at themerrier.bandcamp.com. Now, I saw on Twitter that streams for Cyclical are going off, but let's keep those numbers bumping, Worm Nation. It's a good one. Go ahead and write into the show at ybigpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at ybigpodcast and Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. Music for Your Band is Garbage is courtesy of Hey, I Love You, Barely March, some admittedly pretty obvious ones we throw in there sometimes, and the sassiest bitch in the barn, Jake Boutwell.